Hello, thank you. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Zachary Royce. Here I'm with
Emily.
Today we're going to be reading Mercy Watson Goes for a Ride, page 36, chapter 9. Officer Tamil had to go very fast to catch up with the convertible. The officer had the speed. Is that vehicle swerving? The officer Tamil asked himself. It is, he answered himself. It is most definitely swerving. Is the driver of that vehicle breaking the law? Officer Tomiolo asked. Without a doubt, he answered. The law is being broken. It is time to take action. Officer Tomiolo pulled up alongside the car. He shouted into his bullhorn. Pull over!
The driver turned. The driver looked at him. The driver winked. Is that a pig behind the wheel? Officer Tamilo asked himself. Yes, he answered himself. Yes, that is most definitely behind the... That pig is most definitely behind the wheel. Again, Officer Tamilo shouted in his bullhorn. Pull over! Pigs cannot drive cars! Pull over immediately!
He is absolutely correct, said Mr. Watson. Pigs cannot drive cars. And I would like to pull over, but I can no longer feel my legs. Therefore, I cannot step on the brake pedal. Therefore, I cannot stop the car. Oh dear, said Baby. I think we are in trouble.
Back on Deckaloo Drive, Mrs. Watson invited Eugenia inside. There's no point of worrying alone, Mrs. Watson said. Come in and help me fix this snack for my darlings. Mrs. Watson brought Eugenia into the kitchen. Will you help me butter some toast? Asked Mrs. Watson. Toast? Grumbled Eugenia. Who cares about toast? Don't worry, said Mrs. Watson. She patted Eugenia on the back. If Baby is with Mr. Watson, then she is just fine, Mrs. Watson. Mr. Watson is an excellent driver. He is a mainstay, said Eugenia. Pardon? Said Mrs. Watson. Nothing, said Eugenia. She picked up a piece of toast.
She applied the tiniest amount of butter. Oh, heaven, said Miss Watson. You have to put more on that. Mercy likes a great deal of butter on her toast. Who cares about how pigs like their toast, Eugenia said. There, said Miss Watson. I know that you're worried, but everything will work out. Baby will come home. In the meantime, why don't we just concentrate on our buttering? Toast is not the answer, grumbled Eugenia, but she buttered another piece anyways. Chapter 11. You must stop the car, shouted Officer Tomiolo. But I cannot stop the car, said Mr. Watson. Oink, oink, said Mercy. She was having an excellent time. I have an idea, Mr. Watson said. Baby Lincoln, if you tell me where the brake pedal is, I will apply it. The brake pedal, said Mr. Watson from underneath Mercy, is the pedal to the left of the gas pedal. The brake pedal is the pedal that I do not have have my foot on.
Baby unbuckled her seatbelt. She climbed into the front seat. She put her seatbelt on. She slid as close to Mr. Watson as she could. She looked down. She saw Mr. Watson's foot. She saw the pedal next to it. I have located the brake, Mr. Watson, Baby announced. Excellent, said Mr. Watson. Now apply it, Baby screeched across Mr. Watson. I'm applying the brake pedal, Mr. Watson, Baby shouted. Hold on, everybody. Chapter 12. The car screeched. The car shuddered. The car careened. The car caromed. And finally, the car stopped. Marcy was very surprised. Suddenly, she was not driving the car. Suddenly, she was not even in the car. Suddenly, Marcy was airborne. Mr. Watson was wearing his seatbelt. He did not fly out of the car. Baby Lincoln was wearing her seatbelt. She did not fly out of the car. Officer Tamillo was safe in his police cruiser. He did not fly out of his car. Only Mercy flew.
Today, that's all. Thank you for tuning in as we read Mercy Watson Goes for a Ride. Goodbye.